Hello, and welcome to the Roving Social Worker Podcast. I am Jay, your roving social worker. Things not to say to a traveler, but first I'd like to acknowledge the Twitterverse and all of the lovely podcasts out there for social workers that have been giving me ideas. A special social work appreciation shout out to Melanie Sage for compiling a list of these podcasts. If you're not already on Twitter, you should probably fix that. Speaking of social media, if you have an Instagram, please follow me at travel_MSW, and my handle is same on Twitter. This podcast is hosted on 10 platforms for your convenience. That includes Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Thank you, Anchor. So, back to things not to say to a traveler. I first want to acknowledge that often these things aren't meant to be hurtful, but after the same sentence has been said a dozen times by your colleagues and coworkers, dude, it gets old. Number one, don't you miss your family? Okay, I am a 32-year-old, mostly well-adjusted adult. Of course I miss my family, but you know what? I travel because I also love my family. I love providing a safe home and a safe neighborhood for them. I love having my son go to a daycare where he is free of abuse, neglect, and racial segregation. I love the fact that I know my dogs won't be fed antifreeze by a batshit neighbor. I also love that my husband only has to work one job and go to school, and that I only have to have one job. That's important for caring for myself. Yes, I miss my family every single day. Here's a suggestion for what you should say to a traveler. Wow, you have a really amazing family. I totally agree that giving your kid a diverse upbringing and focusing on providing for your family are both really important things. Good for you. Number two. Well, I could never be away from my kids. Thanks, Susan. I don't care what your limitations are in this moment. Also, maybe today isn't the best day to remind me that I cannot hold my child, like maybe it's his birthday, or I'm missing Halloween. Or maybe I'm just having a really bad day, and the one thing in the world that I want is to cuddle him under his Paw Patrol blanket while being forced to watch yet another episode of PJ Masks. Maybe that's really all I need. Seriously, guys. Do not tell a traveler that you could never leave your kid, because there is always that undertone, that implication that travelers are selfish for leaving their children somewhere else. In the care of another parent. On the flip side, I have never heard this comment directed at a male traveler or a locum physician, so I cannot rule out that there isn't some patriarchal malarkey behind it. Here's a suggestion of what you should say in this moment. Wow, that must be really hard for you to be away from your child. You're a strong person. Number three. Travelers are travelers for a reason. For those of you who are wondering what that means, it implies that travelers are unable to hold jobs for either social reasons, such as they cannot get along with other people, or they're completely incompetent. So let me repeat that for you one more time. Travelers are travelers for a reason. Get the fuck out of here, Susan. The correct statement or question to ask here is, why do you travel? I already mentioned a few practical reasons. Most include money. But the other reasons are, I love traveling to new places, and I love to learn things I didn't know I needed to know. So, here are some of the implications of travel work for social work that I want you to think about. In traveling, I am exposed to more cultures, more regions of the U.S., and various systems within social work, as opposed to if I stayed in one state, one city, one place. While there are many, many similarities, there are also huge variances in how things are done. Travel work allows me to shift between social work specialties such as long-term care, medical, mental health, hospice, and school social work, to name a few that have been coming up on the radar. This form of social work requires me to be able to not only apply theory in a meaningful way, but continuously assess interventions, policies, and programs through various lenses that are specific to the culture I am working with. Additionally, it has forced me to evaluate social work practice that continuously reinforce colonization tactics, white supremacy, or are just overall not helpful. Travel social workers need to be an adept micro-practitioner as a clinician, but they also have to be a formidable macro social worker. So, friends, I've given you three things to not say to a travel social worker. Until next time, travel well and keep on traveling.